Halachas of Daf Yud Gimel. The Rambam in Shabbos Perek Hey Halacha Tezvav says children can read in front of the Rebbe to the candlelight because the Rebbe watches them, but he cannot read because he's not scared of them. And he should look at the Sefer Laraner until he sees the Reish Pash that he has to read, and then he takes the Sefer from back to their hands, and they can read it. Shachnach Archaim Simon Eishayin Hey Siv Zayin says he'll have to read the Mem and Lik Laraner because he remembers this is Shabbos, he won't forget. The Rambam says a person should not be close to his wife, the seven Nikim, even though she's with her clothing and he's with his clothing, and shouldn't get close to her, shouldn't touch her, even a small finger, shouldn't eat with her in one place. The rule is he should act with her during the days of counting, just like he's noig in the main nida, because she's still chorus until she toivels, as we said. The Ravid says we're noig even on one table, and so too Ravacha says. The Rambam Tumas Sechon Perek Tazayin Lachidal says a Talmud Torah together, Mipikabola, we learned that the Talmud Torah can eat in one plate. But a husband should not eat his wife in one plate when she's an Ida, or she shouldn't drink with him, she shouldn't pour him the cup, as we explained. And the Zav should not eat the Zav because Her Galvera, because we might come to be boiled. And the Ravid says, we say even on one table, and one tablecloth is Asar. The Shechnach Yerdei Simakuf Tzadik Hesiv Gimel says, shouldn't eat with her on one table unless there's a Shinoi, should be something mafsik between his plate and her plate, bread or a pitcher, or everyone should eat in their own tablecloth. And Rav says, some say, this that you need a hefsek between his plate and her plate, that's dafka when they don't eat in one plate, when she's tar. But if they eat in one plate when she's tar, then it's enough if she eats in her plate by herself, and you don't need another hecker, and that's the minik. Some say that you're not allowed to eat from the leftover of her food, just like he's also to drink from her leftover cup, as we explained. Shh! The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurah B'yipay Gidal V'lachit Ches says, person's not... we already said it, so we'll skip it. The Yerdei Simakuf Tzadik Hei Sivav says you shouldn't sleep with her in the same bed, even everyone with their own clothing, and they shouldn't touch each other. And the Ramah says, even if everyone has their own bedspread, and even they're sleeping in two separate beds, but the beds touch each other, it's Asar. Hilchas Yisur B'Yipay Chalval V'Alachavav, the Rambam says someone hugs one of their eyes that is Ein Liv Shalad and Nekvah and doesn't feel bad, that he kissed one of them, for instance, his big sister or his sister or his mother, even though there's no Taiv and no Anah, that's Maguna B'Yosin, it's Dover Asar, it's Maisa Tipshim. Because they're not close to the Erev Klal, whether it's G'day or Ketan, except for a mother to her son or a father to her daughter. The Shulchan Aruch, or Ebenezer Simcha Falaf Siv Zayin, says, someone hugs or kisses one of their eyes that is Ein Divish Lod Neik for them, for instance, his sister, his big sister, or the sister of his father, Chizvim, even though there's no Anna, it's Maguna V'yosin, it's Dov Issin, it's Maisa Tipshim, because there's no craving in the Erev Klal, whether it's G'day or Ketan, chutz from the father to her daughter, and a mother to her son. How's the case? A father's allowed to hug his daughter and kiss her and sleep with her even together and with Kiravasa. So too, a mother with a son, as long as they're young. They grow older and the son becomes bigger and the daughter bigger actually until the rest are ready and their hair is grown. That can sleep with their clothing and she sleeps with her clothing. If the daughter was embarrassed to stand in front of her father naked or she was wearing a skadish. So too, the mother is embarrassed to stand in front of her son naked, even though they're young. When it comes to any of these things, they don't sleep with them, only with their clothing. The Rambam, Hilchos Yisurah B'Yipay Gidal V'Alachit Ches, on Yud Gimel Beis, person not to be medag with his wife and those seven Nikim, even though she's wearing her clothing and he's with his clothing, shouldn't get close to her, shouldn't touch her, even a small finger, shouldn't eat with her in one plate. The rule is, he should be noig in there in the days of counting, just like he's noig in the days of Nida, that she's still cursed until she goes to the mikveh, as we explained. And the Ravid says, we are noig even on one table, and that's what Rav Acha writes. Yerdei Simakuf Tzadik Hesiv Beis says you shouldn't touch her even a small finger, shouldn't hand something from hand to hand, anything, and should not accept anything from her hand, because you might touch her skin, and so too, throwing from hand to hand, al-hepech is asa. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurah B'yu Perek Yudal V'alacha Yudches says, person ought to be close, we already said it, so we'll skip it. Yerdei Simakuf Tzadik Hesiv Yudal, the last halacha. All these halachas you have to be marking in the days of the Nida and in days of the Buna, which is all the days that she counts. It's no chilek in these whether she's mamash sees or she finds a stain. The Rama says, Dafka, you should be machmer in the days when she's Zainakim, me in Sachilim Vikara, and that's Noeg Meikel, and some says you should be machmer. The minig is to be machmer. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Yud Gimel.